Okay, Rabbi Yisai, very common shaila in Asholos Aveda is, and you see this all the time, where somebody finds something very cheap, a yarmulke, a glove, common things that you find. And I'm sure you've noticed a lot, forgetting that a lot of places, if it's a front place, they have what they call Asholos Aveda corner, right? Asholos Aveda box. First of all, is that halacha? Is that halachically correct? L'chayr, if you find an aveda, assuming it's an aveda, right? So you have a chiva to hold on to it till the person comes to give you a simon. You have a chiva achroza, you have a chiva to be mefarsim, to let it be known that you found the aveda. The person has to give you a simon. So l'chayr, this whole concept of, and a lot of places have that, lost and found, Hashavas aveda, it became like a mitzvah. And l'chayr, you could be done. It's mamish keneged halacha. Mamish keneged halacha. That's number one. Number two, a lot of times you'll find, if you find something like that in a place that doesn't have Asholos Aveda system, so what people do is, I'm sure you've seen this, they put it somewhere. You know, if you find something on the floor, you don't leave it on the floor, you put it on a... That's very common. You put it on the table there, you put it on a windowsill, you put it on something... So people shouldn't step on it. That's very kind. I see that all the time. Sometimes I even see like something taped next to it, like to let people know, this is, I found this. That also would seem to be mamish agrob amaras. You pick up an aveda. It was found derech nefila, because that's the definition of an aveda. You found it, clearly it was dropped. Okay, it could be if a kid dropped it, Rabbi Yankov had an interesting sheet there. He held that if you find a kid's thing like that, derech nefila, it's aveda midas. I put something onto my kid and my kid runs around and falls away from the kid. It's aveda midas. It has to be tevad mimen. That was he had as far as he was trying to be mlamet chus on. So then people take that yarmulke that the kid just dropped like that and they put on a window. So okay, it's not really an aveda. It's aveda midas. So you're being the hamam sheet with aveda midas with the usually midas. The ganze shtikul teich. Could we go ahunga? Right? So, number one, for sure, it would seem that all these things are chayiv in Hashavas Aveda. Right? For sure. Derech Tafilo, should be chayiv in Hashavas Aveda. As long as it has a Shava Pruta. Shava Pruta is mamish. It's hard to find somebody that's not a Shava Pruta. Very hard to find somebody that's not a Shava Pruta. Because according to Moshe, the Shava Pruta goes by the value of silver, which fluctuates, obviously, but you're talking about a couple of cents. You're talking about a 40th of a gram of silver. What about, I didn't look at the market this morning. But you're talking about a couple of cents. Right? There are those who have mechudesh tikashitis that it could be that a pruta goes based on the market. Just like ksuba, there are those who hold that the ksuba is masayim zuz. Right? Ksuba is 200 zuz. The Eretz Yisrael, some places are very machmedic. Ksuba has to be the value of what it would cost to live for a year for a person. It used to be Masayim Zuz. If you had less than Masayim Zuz, you could take Maiseroni. If you had more than Masayim Zuz, you can't take Maiseroni. You're rich enough not to need Maiseroni. Today, you can't live on Masayim Zuz. Right? So some hold that today's Ksuba is equivalent to what Masayim Zuz would be. A Yochid's Parnosa for a year. Okay, well, I'm not going to go into that Shiloh. But the bottom line is, some handle with a pruta in a similar way, but it's a mechudish. Because if we look at Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol aveda she'en l'shav pruta b'shas aveda b'shas metzi'in echayv l'achad." So the Sma says the mechaber is already being machmir that it has to be worth the shav pruta both at the time of the loss and the time of the found. So if the price went down or went up, you won't be chayv l'shav aveda. Goes by has to be. Shavu Pruta when the guy lost it, Shavu Pruta when you found it, and that's it. And the smile runs out of Pesukim, Yalfin Lom Dechsiv, Chaitas of the Cholavedas, Asher Toivan Menu, Umatzosa. The boy Sheel of Shem Aveda Bishas Aveda, the Shem Mitzia Bishas Mitzia. That's all. So all you need is a Pruta. There's even a Shaila in the place, an interesting Shaila. This is very Nagay as well. Like that guy, single glove. Every single glove, it's not even worth 3 cents. Try to sell one mitten of a kid for 3 cents. It's time you won't be able to. Yeah. But to the owner, it's worth a pruta. You hear what I'm saying? The owner, it's worth a pruta. For you or anybody else in the world, it's worthless. So who do we go by? The Nesivus holds, Big Chiddush. Nesivus in Kuf Mem Ches, not in Hashem Sadeh. Nesivus in Kusim in Kuf Mem Ches. He also has to be a Shavah Putin to the world. So according to Nesivus, you find something, a used single item, very often it's worthless taka. According to him, you're not chayim in Hashem Sadeh. But the overwhelming Go'in is Manenu, Chaznishim of a Kamer, Rebel Yashiv as a Chuvin, Moshe as a Chuvin, that it goes by the Baila. It goes by the value it has to the Baila. Right? So if I lose a screw on my bike, which right now I have something on my on the Rebbetzin's bike that needs a correction, to me that's worth it, especially till the Rebbetzin gets here. It's worth $100. It's not worth a penny outside, but to me it's worth it. Right? So you find a screw that to the owner, it's worth a lot. For you, it's worth. So, Roiv of the Poiskei's Manein, who hold it, goes by the Bailam. To the Bailam, it's worth a prut. Doesn't matter by you. As long as to the Bailam, and it makes sense. Makes sense, because we see there's a din of Ashova Saved. I'll tell you why it's so compelling. Not that Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv and the Chaznish need any Hasmachtis. But a Yoist that is Machlekes. Beis Yitzchok is not like that. There's a Chuvas Beis Yitzchok, the Lavov, from Lavov, Hagon Olam. He speaks about a passport. Now, they didn't have passports like we have today, but they had papers. What happens if you find somebody's passport? How much is it worth in the market? Well, the black market, it's worth a lot. But how much is it paid? It's a garnish. So he says, no, it's not Shavuot Zaveda. It's not Shavuot Zaveda. That's a basic talk. No, it's not Shavuot Zaveda. The Vitzel Ochon Inspector was Masli Hapley before. It's not Shavuot Putin. To the owners, where the owner of Matriach himself. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said a Moira de Kesvara. He said, we find there's a din of Ashavas Aveda on a Hefsid. There's Ashavas Aveda not only where there's an item at hand to give it back. I was maybe a Rav for 3 weeks when this Maisa happened. There was a storm, and we passed somebody's house, and it was Shabbos. And the gutter was disconnected, and the water was going straight into the basement. I saw it was going against the house, and it was Mamish, it was on Foshay Road. So I went, I slept, and I put something underneath there so the water should go away. So I think something wasn't mukse. The water shouldn't go right. There was no problem with Zriya. Everything was saturated. So one of the people I was walking with said, wow, we see now the Rav is a tzaddik. You know, I was a new Rav. You know, you're looking for art school stories when you hire a new Rav. Oh, the Rav. I said, no, I'm a tzaddik. If I wanted to done this, I would be a Roshe. So what do you mean? I said, it's a mufurish gemara. But Rav, Mayim, Borim, B'shoit, from Chatzim. You see water's going and affecting your friend's field. There's a deal of Hashavas Aveda to stop the water from going there. That means Hashavas Aveda is not only on an item. It's a loss. If I see somebody's headlights are on and it's burning his battery, to shut the lights off. So that's why that's a compelling argument that it's saving a guy a headset. If there's Hashavas Aveda on his headset, how could we not go by what the value is to the owner? It's very logical. So that's why La Locha, all these items that you find, Al Khayra Chayiv and Ashavas Aveda. It will be hard to find something that you're not Chayiv and Ashavas Aveda. To the owner, that single glove, that to shove it, for him it's a Zicha Shavapur. So now, if that's the case, we go back to the Shaila. Are you allowed to just put it somewhere over there, put it into the lost and found, or put it, even worse, put it on a table or on a windowsill? Or is it better not to touch it at all? Or once you pick it up, you have now to go for the full gamut? Okay, we mentioned.